What brought your rugby career to an end, Eric?
Well, an old domino, I guess. That is the which Peter Butler joined the club and was kicking very well. I was the oldest player in that cup-winning side in 72. So the following year, I think it was the centenary season, and I became captain of the United, and that was my sort of swan song. And following that, I graduated onto the committee as a selector, and subsequently did virtually every job in the club, like team secretary, fixture secretary, representative on the county executive, which was quite a more onerous job now. Well, I don't think it exists now, because the county, although they were derided frequently by the big clubs, they did a very good job they were the constituent body for Gloucestershire, and every county had its constituent body, and they did all the necessary admin work, like fixtures. They ran the county side, that was a source of income, well, certainly for Gloucestershire, because they always guaranteed good crowds. But there were things like disciplinary, coaching, all the myriad of admin jobs that needed to be done. So I was usually on one of those subcommittees, and because Bristol and Gloucester were the main clubs in the county, we used to alternate between our two clubs for the meetings. So far longer obviously as a committee man than I did as a player. Even that ran to its conclusion with the advent of professionalism.
Being a man with an inside track on that, being so involved in the club, talk us through that transition to professionalism.
We were like chickens voting for Christmas in a way, because every major club in the country was taking the professional route, or at least partly accepting money men in the club. One notable exception being Oral, and where's Oral now? So when the name of Tom Walkinshaw cropped up, it was recommended to us. By then we'd had a board of directors anyway, so it wasn't just the amateur committee. I hasten to add they were also unpaid directors, but it was their recommendation. The committee voted to accept a 75%, I think it was at the time, sale of the club to Tom Walkinshaw, because the only way we could exist in the professional era was to have the wherewithal to pay top players. So we, as a committee, unanimously voted ourselves out of a job. I was the last ever fixture secretary with the average of leagues. There was no need for a fixture secretary. We no longer had the United still had to have a fixture list, but that went by the board as well. We just had a first team squad. So Tom and his, or the new regime in their wisdom, gave us, I think for several seasons we were allowed to come into the club. I even had a parking space for a couple of years in the car park. But gradually, when I think things weren't really working too well, and the remaining 25% had to be passed over to the professional administrators, then that's what happened. We just voted for that, so we had no part in the club anymore.
And how did you feel about that at the time? And indeed, how do you feel about it looking back now?
Well, I got mixed views. I feel, in retrospect, we made the right decision, because I think we would have gone the way of Oral. The only club that's really made it managed to paddle their own canoe without a money man, although whether they they haven't had any money from their guy. I don't know, that's Leicester. But then they have double the membership than we do. So they've certainly done it. But every other club's relied on outside finance, haven't they? So I'm really miffed that I couldn't in my dotage like Tom Boyce see my way out as some sort of administrator here. But on the other hand, the club's still in the top flight, one of the few clubs that's never been out of the Championship or the Premiership as it's called. So I can only support the club as well as I can by still turning up. Even though I've got no influence anymore.
However it's organised, it's still in your blood, Eric.
Well, that's right. I still feel some allegiance. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Of course, you were playing in an amateur era. What job did you have while you were playing?
Well, luckily, I was a sales rep most of the time. I did an engineering apprenticeship, and then I went on the road as engineering salesman in machine tools and associated products. So I was largely my own boss, in as much as I could organise my time around rugby. Managed to find customers in various venues where Gloucester were playing rugby at the time. And it fitted in as well as it could be. Prior to that, I remember that bad injury I had at Ebor Vale when it turned nasty. I was a draftsman at ICI Severnside in Avonmouth. And we used to have to go down that death trap of an A38 prior to the motorway being built. And I could hardly see with this swollen face that I had, you know, but I still had to get to work because I was a contract draftsman. If I didn't go there, there was no money and I had a mortgage. But I managed to, that was only as a player I struggled. It was these midweek games that, you know, became difficult to get up for sometimes.
Yeah.
Or following the midweek games, it's hangovers.
Did you carry on in that line of business later on? Or?
Well, one of the products I was selling was shot blast equipment, and I got my own company then near Tewkesbury. So I was able to. About the time we went to South Africa, for example, I mean, I've got 3 weeks off. And I've been my own boss. So, but I took early retirement. We fortunately bought our own factory unit in Tewkesbury. The director's pension fund acquired that, and it was at the time of rising property prices. So, we managed to get out and take early retirement. So I got more time for rugby than ever now.
And still involved with Gloucester.
Yeah.
Did you play other sports as well, Eric?
Yes, I enjoyed cricket. I played in the same club for 50 years, Gloucester Wagonworks.
Well, that has a fine history of with Gloucester rugby as well.
Yes, it does.
Sorry, the first working class players for Gloucester came from the Wagonworks.
Yeah.
George Coates and Tommy Bagwell.
Really?
The early 1880s, yeah.
Oh, well, the factory next door, my grandfather was a turner at Peeling and Platt, but my father worked at the wagon works, same as me. I didn't work there that long, although I played cricket for him. Quite a good standard of cricket too, because their pitch was used by the county up until about 15, 20 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, good pitch too, quite quick.
Well, I'd like to thank you very much, Eric, for sharing all those memories with us. It's been a thoroughly enjoyable afternoon for us. Thank you very much indeed.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to share them with you.